Welcome to the weekend. Larry Richard, the Big K Morning Show today, coming to you from beautiful Palmetto Marriott Resort and Spa, just across the Manatee River in Bradenton, Florida. More on why we're here to help support their efforts to recovery after two hurricanes. And also, it begins tomorrow, a series of concerts on Anna Maria Island. But first, we welcome from CBS correspondent Tom Hansen. Tom, welcome to KDK Radio.
Thank you for having me on. Happy to be on.
One of the stories that has really captivated a lot of people and frankly has frightened many others are these drones over LaGuardia Airport and other places. So fill people in on the backstory here. How long has this been going on?
Yeah, well, the latest that we know is that this has been going on for at least a couple of weeks. And like you said, it has people incredibly on edge all throughout the Northeast. We have seen sightings all across the state of New Jersey, parts of the New York City area, and parts of the Philadelphia area. And it leaves people wondering, what exactly are these objects flying overhead, and why are they here? And, you know, for the most part, politicians, federal government, they don't have a clear answer, at least not one that they've been willing to share with the public just yet. We went along with a drone tracking unit out on the coast of New Jersey, where residents are saying that they're seeing every single night at least a dozen of these drones hovering just off the coast, sometimes floating overhead. And they say that these drones have a wingspan of about 8 feet. They are the size of a small car. These are sophisticated devices that are being maneuvered by an unknown entity right now. And they have blinking lights that are red, green, and gold. And that is creating a lot of questions as to whether or not these are actually posing a threat to the communities that they're flying over. So far, the federal government has come out and said that these are not posing a threat to the communities, that these are, as far as they know, are not coming from a foreign adversary. But a lot of other people, including a joint coalition of senators from New York and New Jersey, they have been pushing the FBI, FAA, and Department of Homeland Security for some answers. So far, no answers to this mystery.
We're with Tom Hansen from CBS. So the first question would be air traffic and the safety about concerns of them getting in the way of commercial air traffic. What are they saying about that?
Yeah, well, in that joint letter that those senators issued to those federal entities, they say that this is a concern. There has been at least one medevac helicopter in the area that had to be diverted because of concerns of these drones. That is pretty much the only report that we have so far of an instance where there could be an aircraft that could come into contact with these. Now, I should say, you know, that drone unit that we went with last night that sent these drones up to try to investigate, they say that the foreign drones, the ones that are, of an unknown origin, they say that those ones are sophisticated, they move quickly, and they also turn their lights off when the authorities bring their drones close enough to them to snap a photo. So that means that if these drones are turning their lights off and it's in the dark of night, they are not being picked up by some of the radars and some of those flight maps that we all see and use. That could create an issue at some point in time. God forbid that ever happens.
I'm just curious. There has to be some conjecture on whether these are, I mean, what possibly would they be doing, and why doesn't the federal government seem all that concerned?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. And a lot of people are asking that on the ground. People we spoke to all across the state of New Jersey say, hey, if you can't tell us where exactly these drones are coming from, how can you tell us that they don't pose a risk to us. Now, there is a lot of speculation. One congressman from New Jersey has come out and said that he believes that these are being launched from an Iranian mothership that's somewhere floating in the ocean between, you know, in the Atlantic. And so that also hasn't been substantiated by any concrete evidence. I actually interviewed him, pushed him on that issue. What can you show us to, you know, back up your claims that this is actually coming from a foreign adversary like Iran? He wouldn't go any further than to say that he had sources high up in the intelligence community that were telling him that. But beyond that, you know, this is, it's an interesting thing because these drones are so sophisticated that they can't be commercially bought, or at least that's what officials believe. They cannot be commercially bought. These are large drones, as I mentioned, the size of a small car. These are not things you can buy off Amazon. So that pretty much rules out some teenager trying to wreak havoc across the state. But there is still a lot of, you know, a lot of answers that we're searching for. What I can say is that politicians on both sides of the aisle are pushing for the federal government to take control, safely take down one of these drones so that they can get some of those answers, understand why these drones are here, if they are a threat, and exactly where they came from.
Tom, this sounds like some kind of sci-fi movie. We'll continue to follow the story. Appreciate you joining us this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
CBS correspondent Tom Hansen.